I don't know if you guys know, Nando STL just signed his contract with Nappy Boy Entertainment.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Chained up, ready to go.
Yeah!
The big thing.
There you go.
When the lights hit the ice,
it twinkle and glisten.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, this is Nappy Boy Radio.
This is the most fun I've ever had. Doing an interview
with
podcast.
What show am I on?
Finally, I'm on the
Facebook. I've done a few podcasts in my day, but this takes the fucking cake.
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, live with your boy, T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
And I am Pip. Fuck is y'all niggas laughing
at? Mr. Inconspicuous.
And I am still Pip, Mr. Fresh Prince, Mr. God, I see it's the shrooms.
You're muffled, baby.
I might have put too much.
Yeah,
you're muffled.
Sound like you're talking from
I'll give it. I'll give it that. Then.
There you go.
Let y'all niggas live.
Are you driving a race car later? Is this protective gear? Yeah. What is this moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm protecting myself. It's cold outside.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's cold in here too.
It's so cold in the D. guys, we got a pretty cool show for you tonight. You guys get to meet somebody that we've been fucking with for a little bit. And slightly new to the game, not really. I've seen him go through several haircuts. So this is you know, it's been a long time coming. Now?
Yeah,
I don't think you're ready for dreads yet. It's a new quality of life once you start getting in the dread area. But, you know, guys, it's very special. You can meet a friend of ours. He's going to tell us all about himself. Guys, give it up. Fernando is here! Worked out. I'm glad everybody was excited about that. Nando STL.
Fuck yeah.
Anybody ever call you Nandostle?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, I got Nando style.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
Nando Stull.
Nando
Stull. Nando Stull. Very nice. Man, thank you for coming, dude.
Always.
How's Atlanta been treating you so far?
Good as fuck.
Really?
Yeah,
first
like
time,
Atlanta.
Huh?
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah. You been to the strip club yet?
Nah.
No.
You ain't been to ATL yet then, my name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta hit the strip club. You got to. No matter what the fuck you got going on, you have to go to the strip club. You don't have to not like that motherfucker. You gotta go.
I hope you don't listen to Pimp on these kinds of things. It's really not in our control. You just kinda at some point you gotta go.
Let's do it then.
Yeah.
You heard that, right? Now, I'm gonna tell you something, Dwayne. Listen.
Okay.
Lately, so this is what I'm on lately.
Okay.
Everybody that say shit in this chair, I'm on their ass. I don't want a nigga to tell.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to tell me, yeah, man, pull up. Or, yeah, remember you said I'm gonna do that verse? Or, yeah, I'm gonna be here. Come on, pull up.
Yeah.
No. If you ain't gonna go, don't say you going. Ain't going.
I'm take that shit out then, because I'm not going.
We're going to get these fights right.
Let's get this edit together.
Get these fights right.
That is fucking
amazing. I got too good of a heart.
There it is, man. But nah, dude, I'm glad you came, man. This is a pretty goddamn cool time. I don't know if you guys know, Nando STL just signed his contract with Nappy Boy Entertainment.
Yeah!
We dropped him today.
You dropped him?
Yeah, we let him go. Let him go.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. He got signed to Pandora Records, I think. Or something, like that. Something happened. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later. but nah, man. You know, we met through Twitch, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, seeing you go through the man, you fucking held your own in the goddamn March Music Madness competition.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, I don't know.
He was in it too.
He was in it. He was the runner up with that too. And he nigga lost by. I ain't gonna say he lost. He got second place by 0.8%. Yeah, so it was fucking close.
Herschel Walker type shit right there.
You can't say name. But no, man, but seeing you go through the March Music Madness, it was a competition that I did on Twitch where we went through 600 songs and broke it down to 16, then to 8, then to 4, then to 2, and then to 1. But yeah, with Nando, I was like, dude, I'm still going to hit you up, bro. So, you know, here he is today, chained up, ready to go.
Yeah, the big thing.
You go.
When the lights hit the ice,
it twinkle and glisten.
That's what I'm talking about. But, man, see, I know, you know, all the things that happened in the competition. I know what I know from hearing your music on Twitch and stuff like that. But give us before that. Like, what was going on before all that? What led us to this moment right here?
Yeah. So, me and my team all from St. Louis. Shout out to everybody here from St. Louis.
Hey, team.
Yeah. But, I've been rocking out there for a minute. You know what I mean? I was raised in St. Louis. I was born in Wichita, Kansas. But
what?
Fuck you don't yeah.
Like yeah. There's no place like home.
That was a fucking...
That ain't home. Wichita? But I was born there. Yeah, it's close. The hospital to St. Louis.
Okay, all right. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nah. But after that, we've been getting it in. I started rapping like 3 years ago. Four years ago.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Fuck you and Pimp need to do an album together. You started rapping last week.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah? Let's do that shit.
Yeah.
don't start that shit. If you take that shit back, you get your left kneecap over there.
Man told you about it.
3 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, were you like writing or something before it?
Nah. I was doing other shit though. You know, I play drums, I play keys.
Tap dancing and shit.
Yeah, so I was always into music. I just wasn't really rapping like that. I'd write some shit in my spare time.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't like...
You wasn't putting shit down.
I wasn't writing no verses. Like, nothing like that. Yeah, nah.
You just like, these words rhyme pretty well.
Yeah.
Write this down on a post-it, save it for later just in case something happens.
Right, jingle.
That's crazy. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you know you were good? Who said you was good?
Bruh, I think all your partners always say you good. They ain't gonna never say
you. Them ain't your partners.
You ain't shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, people start taking it. I had dropped some shit on Facebook. I don't know what made me do it. And I got more likes than I ever got in my life.
Damn.
Yeah.
And okay.
Then I was like, I'm gonna try it again. And then next thing, I was getting booked for shit.
Damn. Mm.
And that's where we at right now. Look this.
Was that
shout out to that journey.
Go for it.
This nigga came out of nowhere. Motherfucking industry plant.
That was a grind. Bro. It was definitely a grind though.
What was the grind like?
Yeah, because 3 years.
Three years from doing nothing to sitting in this chair with a chain on.
It is pretty.
It was, man, we've been busy the whole time though. God. I work 24/7. Like, I wake up and do this shit. I go to sleep and do this shit. That's all I do.
I gotta sleep sometimes.
Nah.
Yeah, he was just napping.
It's just a few minutes.
He was just right before the podcast. He was napping too. That's how y'all do this.
I gotta do it. Gotta do it. You gotta take those breaks. It's just unhealthy. You gotta take that mental stuff.
True as fuck.
Man, has it been tough though? Has it been tough? It seems like not really. It seems like it hasn't. It's not really that tough when you're as good as you are.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's as much about the talent as it's more about being broke as fuck.
Okay.
You got to figure out how to do that shit on a budget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, dude.
It's real, though. But outside of that, man, I enjoy the struggle part of it. You know what I mean? I knew it was going to come out. I didn't know it was going to come together like this, though.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
This is the first nigga I ever heard. It's like, man, I'm broke as hell. I love this shit.
Come on. Shout out to the struggle.
Yeah.
Good job. Well, man, going through that struggle and having all that shit on your back, we got to ask the most important question we ask on the Nappy Boy Radio podcast.
Yeah.
How is your mental health?
Mental health.
It's amazing.
You don't watch the show, do you?
I do.
You gotta wait.
Give it a sec. There you go. What happened? What did you say?
Nah, it's amazing. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Really?
And broke. Fucking true. I ain't broke now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, right. He said that was past tense.
Oh, yeah. I said you was broke.
Okay. As of broke. Signing that contract, you shouldn't have to worry about a couple things for a couple years at least.
Yeah.
We do it really well over here. after the butt stuff. Let's go. We gotta have some pictures for the Illuminati. We can't just let you come over here and just start wearing chains and shit.
That was I'm not co-signing that shit.
Listen.
St. Louis, there was no fucking butt stuff.
Man, your mental state is better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I kinda don't believe that, to be totally honest with you.
Why you say that?
I don't know. It just seems like this is when things get more stressful.
What?
Okay.
Hell nah. I'm doing what I love to do for a living. You can't beat that shit.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
My
that's
kids look up to me.
Yeah, that's very good.
Whatever, come with it. Come with it.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, that's...
For real.
Can't beat that fucking answer.
It was a good answer.
Caught him on a good day,
That
too.
Was a good answer.
That was a good answer. Well, fuck with that.
That's when you're on Family Feud and the only person that's clapping is that one family member like... Yeah. That was a fucked up ass answer.
About it, not I'm from Cleveland, y'all. but, okay, I mean, I really wanted that to be a worse answer.
You wanted him to deal with melancholy?
A little bit. A little bit. Kind of wanted him to be stressed, you know? But hey, man, look, the only thing that can make you as stress free as you are right now.
Yeah.
Drinks from Bam Bam! Pan Pan is. I don't really have to explain this to you, but just in case you're a first-time viewer, Pan Pan is my wife. She's a certified mixologist. Every single episode of the podcast, she makes the guest their own personal drink. It's a one-of-one recipe that the guests can take home and make it themselves, and hopefully people start taking these cups. We are really out of space. We keep getting them for every guest, so please, my house is overrun by cups. Start taking these bitches when you come up here, please. But yeah, she's going to tell you what's in it so you can take it home.
You said... You like cranberry juice.
I love cranberry
juice. So I just ran with that.
This is all cranberry.
It is. It's a frozen drink. Yeah. So I used tequila.
Okay. Oh, God.
There's
Oh, shit, that's good.
Fresh cranberries.
Damn.
I was like, that sounded bad, Pip.
No, it's amazing. I just...
Fresh cranberries, cran grape, Chambord, a little orange curacao.
Oh, damn, that's
and
good.
And then there's some cranberry ginger ale.
That's good.
In there.
Cranberry ginger ale. They start making that.
Christmas.
Christmas ginger ale. Christmas comes out during this time of year. Yeah, and then there's some little frozen cranberries on the top.
Sure it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what's good as a motherfucker.
I was thinking St. Louis Cardinals, red stuff. I don't know.
Nelly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cranberry Cardinal.
I like it. That's good.
That's tasty.
That's your good as hell. You know what's in it now. Go make it yourself. Sip, sip, sip. Drink. It's Netboy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down.
Right back. You don't watch the show.
You don't watch the show, my boy.
You don't watch the show.
You
don't watch
the show.
What's going
right
on with this?
You
didn't...
The guests jump in with it, too.
Yeah. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back. Now, I bet, you're asking, am I going to bet my favorite NBA team to win this week? And the answer is damn right. You know this already. Listen, whoever you rock with, DraftKings is your go-to for an unforgettable sports betting experience. Download the app now and sign up with code T-Pain. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbooks, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code T-Pain. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. Nando STL.
Why do you think Vanessa's funny?
She has got a funny man, you know. You gotta give it to her. I wish it wasn't at your expense all the time, but it's pretty good.
Is it the last joke that was that funny, or is it because it's...
You know, Pip, you've been extraordinary this season, so...
Season 2, Pip, is where it's at, man.
You are different this
season. Yeah, this is good.
It's good, though.
I'm still asking about the last joke, though. Is that, like, what you was just laughing at still, or was it because I asked him that question?
It's just, I like to laugh, baby. Let's get back to our guest.
Nando STL. It is time for your... Top five. What are your top five?
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast's top five.
Nando STL, man, I gotta tell you, I got a couple.
I know it's gonna be obvious.
He Nando STL, so I want to know about the STL. What's your five favorite spots to you know what I'm talking about?
To eat, to visit, to parlay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, where you going to STL? When I visit, where should I go? Five spot.
You got a bunch of shit.
You got a big top five.
All the Chinaman is good.
Come on, Chinaman. Hello, bro. Shrimp St. Paul and this motherfucker with the best pop. I'm sorry, I got excited.
Oh my god, good as shit.
You got a particular one?
What, the Chinaman?
Yeah,
that's what you call the Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Do you got a particular one you go to? There used to be one on Schenectady or something. Or
what?
When they called it or some shit.
I've been fucking with this one called Rice House. It's off the street called Lindbergh. It's crazy as hell.
That's a lot of shit.
Hear me out. It's a black woman. She married the Chinese guy.
Nice. Good job, black lady.
I believe she's Haitian. I'm almost positive she's Haitian.
She sold it up.
So they like mixed the recipes.
That's fire. That shit crazy. That sounds pretty fire.
We need that type of food truck out here. That motherfucker goes crazy.
I'm excited. Rice House.
Okay, Rice House. Then.
London and Sons. That's like a staple out there. Okay. They mix the hot sauce and ketchup with the chicken.
Oh, these are all food places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like other shit.
Thought that was a clothing.
We go to the zoo. We got the only free zoo.
The fuck is a free zoo? Oh, like you don't have to pay to get in?
Nah, yeah, it's free zoo.
What kind of animals they got in there? St. Louis, nigga!
He's got regular cats walking around.
That's a good
idea. A regular rat and a kangaroo or a zoo. He got a zoo animal.
He's got a bunch of different kind of dogs.
Nah.
The ones that go to the Rice House?
Gorillas.
Gorillas.
I got gorillas.
Yeah.
Glory?
I see you, bud.
Yeah. It was the things in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Hey, yo!
All right. Start this shit all the way over.
Okay.
For the rest of the fucking day.
We know
so
you didn't
Rice
mean
House,
that.
The zoo, was number three.
Mm-hmm. I like that spot.
I'm running out. The Science Center. I fuck with the Science Center.
Yeah, the Science Center.
It's lit as shit.
I thought you said the Science Center.
Nah. It's a place called the Science Center. And it's like...
Science.
Yeah, but let me... Facts. Before I ding
you
that.
You get to the center of it.
Is it... Is it a science spot, for real?
It is.
Oh, okay. I'll ding it.
Fuck it.
You remember the Mac, when they was on the Mac, when he was... what was that? They showing him the... What's that called? When you look at the observatory, the stars and stuff from in there, it's at the Science Center and stuff. He's like, you see the stars, moon, bitch, I could be yours. That's,
Oh my God, what a fucking sentence.
Sure, all right. And my fifth favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
Why?
Got a lot of nice stuff going on there.
Why?
There's a Fox Theater there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Niggas got a Fox Theater everywhere.
It's legendary. That's the legendary. I went to my first concert there.
Who was that?
Right. No, it was my second concert. I lied. My first concert was Janet Jackson. My second concert was Maxwell.
The first concert was Janet?
Yeah, it was my first one. Turned me the fuck out. Got me hooked on everything.
That's it, right?
Spill my water on my shit.
That's the one you want to see.
Jackson turned you out, bro.
Damn. Nice.
I love her, dog.
What a first concert. Yeah. What was your first concert?
Oh, that's I don't remember.
Oh, boy.
I had to think about that.
Jay-Z.
Really?
Yeah, you I didn't want to go to that
they
shit.
They let you in a Jay-Z concert?
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't even listen to Jay-Z. I was
just there. I remember
it was, you
mine.
Remember when Jay-Z went on the road, him and Beyonce went on tour?
That's what was your first concert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was your first concert?
Yeah.
The fuck were what you doing before that?
Not concerts.
My first was, I think I was in San Jose, one of them radio fests, like when the radio shows put on a big fest.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like, the Brat was there, and she had just came out. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
It was, yes. This the is, Brat, I was like, huh? I was younger. And, no, and I remember going crazy when I seen Aaron Hall from a distance.
Damn.
Okay.
He was like where Pip is, and where I am, where Pip is, and I was like, ah, ah, ah. Like, I lost my mind over Aaron Hall. Like, I lost.
Yeah,
it was Summerfest or some shit in San Jose. Shout out to my cousin Chris. Some shit.
Did you wear a bra?
Excuse me?
Okay. You know, Summerfest, you out there?
I had a sundress on, Pip, if that'll help you imagine it.
That's I all I needed. Thank you. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say.
How far back were you from Janet?
Hella.
Hella?
Yeah. We was in the bike.
Okay. They gave you the cameras and shit, though. You can see it on the, you see it on the screen.
We was way in the bike.
Yeah.
In the bike.
In the bike.
That's... still a good concert.
In the grass.
We weren't in the grass.
I was in the grass.
It was high
what
in the
year
back.
Was this?
I was like four.
Okay, so you didn't really
you
know.
What?
Oh, I knew.
Oh, okay. You knew? Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that shit.
You said I knew four.
I knew exactly what was going
knew.
On.
I goddamn knew, goddammit. Mm-hmm. All right, that makes sense.
She had an impact on you.
Yeah.
Was that five?
It was five.
That was a lot.
Five. You need another one?
He said the Chinaman, which was Mr. Rice House.
Yeah. Rice House. Science Center.
Yeah, but
the
there was
Science
the zoo.
Center, the zoo.
The zoo.
London and Sons.
London and Sons. That's what I meant. Yeah. Oh, I didn't ding the dinner. Okay, good. There it is. Well, that's Nando SDL Top 5.
Yeah.
From St. Louis. Please roast this nigga, because I know y'all don't like going to places.
Where are we supposed to go, though?
Where are we supposed to go? Please tell us where to go in the comments, and we'll gladly not read them. Holla at your boy. Snuff Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
shut it down!
Right back.
I was in there
good.
On the
you
back.
Know? On the back. You got
wow,
it.
Good.
It's getting there. Mm-hmm. You'll get it next one. Next one, you'll get it. Why is...
LeafWell, the number one telehealth provider for medical cannabis certifications, is helping people access the powerful health benefits of cannabis. Whether it's chronic pain, depression, anxiety, or insomnia, cannabis can help. LeafWell is kicking off the new year with a 20% discount on your certification with the promo code TPAIN. Best of all, there's a 100% money-back guarantee if you're not approved. Stop the side effects of heavy prescription drugs. Cannabis can be the natural, non-addictive medical alternative you should try first, not last. Medical cards give you access and can have benefits like huge savings on sales tax. Save up to 40% or more depending on your state. Good Lord. Go to LeafWell.com and get 20% off with the promo code T-Pain at checkout. LeafWell.com and enter promo code T-Pain at checkout.
Okay, that's
what you took some laughing gas or something?
That's fucked up.
Nando!
Yeah.
What's fucked up?
What you mean? Just give you something out that's fucked up. You just give you something that's fucked up.
I mean, your favorite fucked up thing. Like, what, you know, what's something that's fucked up? You're like, man, that's fucked up.
I told you, fucking soft bread. That shit gets stuck to you.
I hate it when
it gets stuck on you.
Soft bread is fire. Soft warm bread.
Nah, fuck it. I have to fuck it.
Did y'all like that shit?
I hate that. I don't even know what to call that shit.
Fucking soft bread, man. Yeah. God damn, that is fucked up. What the, you,
yeah.
How do you how do you come up on hard bread?
You gotta ask for it. You gotta answer that shit.
What do you do? How did they, they gotta touch it. They gotta touch it to know and shit.
Now you gotta tell them when they bring your bread. Say, I want my bread fried hard. Baked hard. You know what I'm saying?
Baked
don't
hard.
Don't get the Egg McMuffins.
Is there a way to do hard. That?
I never heard
of it. You gotta fry it.
Make it hard. Well done.
That well done. I need my bread well done.
Yeah. Nope. Get all right, that shit. Yeah.
Oh man, honestly, don't know how that works. I also don't know how to make bread, so I'm not good at it.
You know how to make bread?
A little bit, a little yeast.
You know what's yeast in it?
Well, yeah. We don't make nothing else. We gonna make bread.
Oh shit!
Should I did that?
That's pretty good.
Was a ball.
It's pretty good. I'll take. You know what? You're good. Wait, do you know how to make bread for real? Or you just...
Nah, just bullshit.
Okay.
No, I think I do. Yeast, flour, salt, heat.
There's heat somewhere in there. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know the degrees or nothing. Just straight up.
Nah, till it rise. Let that shit rise.
Till salt it rise. Bread. Salt bread is like, do you eat bread by yourself sometimes?
I fuck with a roll, but I eat the outside. I can't eat the inside because it's salt.
What?
Oh, yeah, I eat the skin on the bread.
Bread.
So you eat the butt of the bread, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
the booty.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I don't even want to ask how to do that.
Well, eat the skin.
You eat skin
you
on
gotta
the bread.
Peel your bread.
That's.
That don't peel your bread.
Sounds strange.
Nah.
Y'all don't peel.
I eat the inside of the bread.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
That sounds like more work than just not eating bread.
What?
I just not eat bread at that point.
Nah, you gotta grab it anyway. That's the first part you get to is the skin.
Mm.
The skin of the bread.
You kind
of
do with your teeth like an orange.
Yeah, and just scale it back, just like that.
Mm-hmm. No,
pull it back.
That's just a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Just eat the bread.
It makes sense. Though.
I am fucking this drink up. You don't even know. I don't even drink.
I'm gonna be on
that cranberry though, because it's salva.
You went stupid.
You gonna get to it? Soft bread. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a guy that sandwiches, even on sandwiches.
I think I could deal with it if it's like meat and cheese and other shit. I think it don't when it's got shit in it.
Like not with peanut butter.
Nah, yeah. Like peanut butter. Don't peanut butter weird too. I don't like the oils.
Yeah.
No, the oil part.
No, that's oil? No.
That's old peanut butter when the oils is here. You see the oil on the top of that motherfucker?
I don't like the oil.
Peanut butter got pre-gum and shit. Oh, like ketchup bottles. Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. That's gross. That's nasty as hell.
Stir it up.
I can't do like club sandwiches and shit. The bread is always really goddamn hard.
It's real hard, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. That's too much.
That sounds like a good time to me.
I don't want my fucking sandwich wrapped in potato chips, nigga. That's too much. I can't do that shit, man. It's got to be soft, especially like sub sandwiches and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got to be soft.
I'm a soft bread girl myself.
Soft bread.
Because hard, that. I don't like that. It upsets me. Like that ciabatta bread and shit.
Yeah, you
don't give me no ciabatta.
I don't want to hear the knife. Oh, spread.
And if it's an English muffin, just warm it up.
They got the best skin.
Warm it up.
English muffin.
English muffin's got the best skin.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. Soft. I wish Retro was here, man. That's my partner, Retro Champ. He loves
sub
sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Retro. Shout out to Retro, guys.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Retro was also in the competition.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. He was holding down for a good minute, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean,
he said,
longer than the fucking 600 people that came before him.
That's true. This is very true.
So, yeah, he got in there. Yeah. Man, soft bread.
So, if we go to the restaurant, we'll be good together because that way you can eat the hard bread. I can eat the soft bread because I don't like when they put that hard bread in the basket.
Oh, yeah.
They fuck with my teeth.
Really? Nah, he's just going to eat the skin and you're going to eat the inside of it. So
there you
gonna
go.
Peel it off.
It's a teamwork thing.
Yeah.
Solid exchange. Right
I'll let you peel it though. Because I'd
actually let you peel it because that way you be eating the part.
But then
peel.
I'm going to get my thumb and you end the
use
soft
a knife.
Part.
Use a knife.
This is very
true.
Oh, you will get your thumb in the soft part. You could just wash your hands.
That's true.
The way that would just.
You really want secondhand soft bread?
You kind of don't. We got to get to be friends. Because that way, I took a secondhand soft bread from certain people. Not Pip, because his skin going to be on. Pip ass shit. You ain't going to know if it's the crust or if it's
that's
his. If he done left something on the shit. But me and Pip known each other long enough, I eat it. We know each other long enough.
I don't know what's happening.
This is what happened.
Because you'd be like, is that Pepper? No, that's Pip.
I be trying not to laugh, man. That's you know, I really do, man. I'm so sorry, man. Pip, my dog from downtown. Here we go.
You think it's garlic salt.
All right, let's go.
That's Pip.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll get that
Is that
later.
Paprika? No, that's Pip.
It's paprika. I'm sorry, Pip.
Let me know when y'all done.
It's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. My God. Okay.
Is that poppy seed? No, that's
no, Pip. That's just, that's
okay,
worse.
I'm done.
That's
we're, done. We're done. That's, we're done. We're done. That's it. That's it. That
downtown,
was too many.
Pip.
When you say it one too many.
Here we go.
No.
Okay,
no,
let's get
all
it.
All right.
No, not yet. No,
there it is. We'll talk later. Soft bread, guys. Damn. name from Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's got the best soft bread.
Bro, we went on a diet. This is hella funny. It's a funny ass story. Rab wanted
now
me to,
it's really gotta be funny.
It's gonna be funny.
Okay.
Well, it's not, it's kinda unhealthy. Rab wanted me to go on a diet before we came down here. Mm. He like, we finna lose some weight for November. Both our birthdays in November.
Baby.
And he's like, we not gonna eat. What was it? Fried food and what? Fried food and pork.
Pork.
I don't want to eat that.
I couldn't find shit else to eat in St. Louis. I didn't realize that's all I ate.
That's nothing. Wow.
I ate Jersey Mike's for 3 weeks fucking straight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You must have liked that place. You, other place
you gained weight. You had it. Yeah, that's not
went up a size.
That's not shit. Jersey Mike's. That's not a diet.
It was.
That's not a diet at all. That's the very opposite.
3 times a day.
No.
3 times.
Breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner.
Ain't no way.
Were you eating the same sandwich?
I was switching it up.
One of everything.
Yeah, I got the Philly cheesesteak a couple times.
That's not fucking...
It's not pork.
That's I was concerning. About to say, it's kind of like... That's fucking concerning as hell.
Yeah. They got this thing called the... The Big Kahuna.
That's the only thing I've ever
seen.
You're
trying to lose weight. You can't eat nothing called the Big it's Kahuna. Not. That's,
that motherfucker come with everything on it.
Yeah, that bitch come with the whole store.
I was still adding the shit.
That sink. Was not... That's not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Told you it was funny.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all. I was sick.
Did you get checked after that?
Like, No. Once we like start eating pork and shit again, I was fine.
Whoa.
I cannot.
It opened up my options.
Yeah. Once we got back to eating pork, I was fine.
Nigga started losing weight, started eating pork.
Back to me, baby.
Yeah.
Shit felt weird. That's like that dude that went like 60-some years without taking a bath.
And then took one.
Then he took one and he died.
Shut up.
Yeah. Weird. Just keep eating pork, man.
How old was he, though?
He's old as shit, but, you know, kind of coincidence.
Yeah.
Right after a bath.
He got comfortable. His body finally let go and said, we can leave now. Because his body was tense.
Protective shell over his soul. He couldn't let it go.
Maybe that's the key to eternity.
Just don't bathe.
Yeah, just keep it hard.
I'm halfway there. Soft bread. Don't eat that shit. It's Netboy Radio Podcast. We will be
shut it down
right back.
Look at you.
I got it.
Here we go.
That's it.
Yeah, he was.
I'm gonna take the soprano next time. I'm gonna go low.
You ain't even got no whispering. I'ma need y'all to this pain. Y'all not a part of this pain. Feeling low in my head, man. But the wolves in my head, man. Marble these flowers and make it. I know what my passion is. My bank account filled with commas. My hood speaking in tongues. They greet me with open arms. My lips long. These haters get no response. They hate when you don't respond. I still come with baggage, just not answering the way it's on.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
I like that.
That shit is good.
You want another one? You good?
No, I'm straight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast, Nando STL.
Yeah.
All right, Nando.
Hmm.
It's a pretty cool part of the show.
Okay.
He would know. If he watched
the damn show, he would know what part this is. This is part of the show we call Gun to Your Head. Nando, gun to your head. Hands tied behind your back. What is a song you can sing front to back? No fuck ups. That's not yours.
That's not mine.
That's not yours. That'd be cheating, wouldn't it?
Let me do DMX. What's my name?
Shut the fuck up. What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm fucking sure. I love that song.
You got to... I can't wait for this. This is so funny. Okay. All right, here's what I need to do. Take your headphones off, put them on the table. Good stuff. You're doing so good so far. Let's hit that. See that X over there? Good stuff. Take this with you. Hold on. Come on back. Hey, take this. There you go.
Hold on.
All right. Damn.
He was calm as hell when he did that. He's
No. He was just ready to go.
I've always had light shining on me.
Well, guys, this is motherfucking Nando STL. God damn. I'm actually kind of ready for this. This is fucking awesome. Let's go. Let's do it. Are we doing this shit?
Yeah.
The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week.
Oh! Oh! Come on! Oh. What y'all really want?
Yeah!
What y'all really want? Come on! Ride or die! Hey, yo! Hey, yo! Hey, yo! What's my name?
DMX, and I'll be the best. You see the rest, they looking like they need a rest. Shit. One more time! I'ma spit at you some shit. It's gonna get at you and be fucking with your mind.
Hey.
Stop talking shit. See you out there running your mouth and really don't know who you fucking with.
Yeah.
Here we go again. How many times do I have to tell you rap niggas I have no friends?
Yeah.
And you still playing games. Run around here like some brand new chicken that's about to get fucked. The game don't stop. I'm still getting down for whatever, whenever. That's why my shit is hot. Can't keep it real. Now, some of us do, but most of us don't. It's just how a nigga feel.
Okay.
And I said blood for my people that'll keep you looking see-through whenever you try to creep through.
Yeah. Damn,
you want it, we got it coming. You win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want?
What you want?
What y'all really want? You want it, we got it. Come and get it, nigga. We win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Still playing games. You still think it's a joke until they no longer remember your name.
Uh-huh.
Like that's how we do it. And cowards disappear in the thin air by putting shit through them. Never coming back. The last time you saw that nigga, the last time you'll see that nigga. And all more deaths. Cause in a minute you don't have grandma being the only family member left. I bust my gun if I gotta kill a nigga, but I'm always down for that one-on-one.
Huh?
Right, we gon' get to the bottom of this shit if it takes all night.
Let's go.
Like stop, drop, open up shop, fake up north, nigga screaming for the cops.
Yeah.
And what that means is I tell a nigga bye bye and then pop in is right out.
Oh.
Yeah. What you want it, we gotta come and get it, nigga. We win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want? You want it, we got it, come and get it, nigga, we win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Look.
Yep.
Look at all these off-brand niggas chatting about niggas as big as jiggas.
Yep.
That's that bullshit.
Yes.
Don't you know they're yapping about running by? I get you
here. Yes,
I'm not a nice person. I be to smack the shit out you twice off just before I start cursing.
Yeah.
I'm saying flipping. And when I'm cool, next minute, I'm a born a nigga. Wicked. That's my style. I'm a credit nigga. Leave you all bloody nigga. Circus with a smile.
Suck my dick.
And yourself is in the jail before I know that it's about to get thick. Let's get it on, baby. So you going against four niggas in one. And you think you crazy? I lost my mind. And I'm about to make you lose yours too from far away at one time.
Yeah.
Action warning, we got it. Come and get it, nigga. We win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Right.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want?
D-M-S.
You want it, we gotta come and get it, nigga. We with it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want?
Keep it going. Keep it going.
We gotta come and get it, player. We with it. All you gotta do is say it, baby.
Ride or die.
What y'all really want? What y'all really want?
That nigga you got done doing the show for real.
Yeah. Damn, take a break, brother.
Just asking a question.
What
we really want.
Damn, dude, what do we really want? Jesus Christ. Guys, that was Nando STL doing the Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week and Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We will be.
Shut it down. Right back.
I don't know what key
you had went up. I didn't know if
let's,
I was going
to get this key
back.
Let's keep it.
Everybody, somebody was flat.
Guys, go pre-order my new book. Look at this shit. You know what I had to fight for in this fucking book? And I'm so glad that I held my ground on this. Because it was just going to be a normal joint. See how that looks? Now, what you can't tell is that all the pages are black with gold writing. Look at that.
I'm so glad I held my foot on this. Look at that. Oh, all the pages are black.
It's gorgeous.
I put my book in dark mode for y'all. You see what I did? Now if that don't deserve a pre-order, I put my book in dark mode for everybody. If y'all could just go pre-order this, make this a bestseller, man. I want to have a bestseller. And it's not something that you necessarily have to read. I gave two of these to my kids today, and my daughter was like, I don't drink, but I'll take one. I know you don't drink. What the fuck are you talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nat Boy Radio Podcast. Nando STL. It's always fun to do. All right. That was good. That was good DMX.
Yeah. RP DMX.
Very convincing. Very convincing.
Very convincing. Very nice. Well, now we're going to make you look like a fool.
Hey.
You know what time it is. It is time for the Trap Spelling Bee.
Why you sing?
Yeah. Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Now, who the hell?
Taught you how to spell.
Who the hell?
Who the heck?
Now who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Taught you how to spell.
Oh. Church.
Church. Nando.
Yeah.
Welcome to Traps Gonna Be.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to know, if you watch the damn show every now and then,
if
you know how this works. But since you don't, I gotta explain it to you. Nando, this is the same rules as a regular spelling bee with trap words.
Okay.
Every word, you can ask for a definition. You can ask for the place of origin. You can ask to use it in a sentence. Sometimes you can ask to use it in a song.
Mm.
Every word, you do have a lifeline. Mm. You should know this. The lifeline is just the couch.
Facts.
Not looking great.
he got a white man over there. That's cool.
We got Spider-Man over there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. See? Yeah, we kind of got it right.
I think the brother with the ombre dreads got a little sparkle in his. I think he knows some shit.
Oh, yeah, that's my brother. Some
shit. Yes. I'm gonna give them the mic just in case you actually do call over there.
Probably the best speller
over there. Yeah?
Might be. He's chilling. He seems unfazed by all of this shit. None of this shit fazes him. Okay. You got 5 words. If you get all 5 right, you don't get anything.
Let's do it.
It's not it's a podcast. It's
fucked up.
Are you ready to play Trash Bell and Beat?
Mm-hmm.
What else? What am I missing? Oh, locking it in.
Mm-hmm.
Locking it in. When I give you the word, if you want to lock it in. Wait a minute.
You playing me. I thought you watched the show. Okay. If you win the spelling bee, you're supposed to donate to my favorite charity.
Nope.
See, That's not this.
I can't wait to make you look bad with this. It's gonna be great.
But you there? You
and
in
the confidence
there,
was there, wasn't it?
It's not this.
I'm glad you had to spell this because
see,
you'd have been wrong.
See that? Now, to lock these things in, when I give you the word and you're confident in your spelling that you have, you want to say the word, spell the word, and then say the word again to lock it in. And I can tell you if you're right or wrong. Are you ready to play the trap spelling bee?
Let's do it.
Nando spell. Bizak.
Bizak?
Bizak.
I need the definition for that.
Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bizak. B I Z.
Gonna go for it, huh?
A K. Bizak.
Wow. Locked it. Confident.
How you spell it?
So many.
I see.
Options. Okay. Couch.
Yeah.
Said it and locked it.
I got this.
Damn. Trash.
Okay. You kind of said it like he said it, and you still spelled it wrong.
Yeah,
and I bet you I know what was missing.
You know you think you know?
You think you know what was?
There was a Z missing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was 2 Z's?
Correct.
Two
spelling
Z's.
Of Bizak is B-I-Z-Z-A-C-K.
Wow, they spelled the Zach right?
Right.
Yeah. Guess who's Bizak?
There you go. Have fun with that.
It.
Good stuff.
All right.
You know how this works now? You good?
I got it.
You figured it out.
We call him the lifeline immediately.
We cracked the code. Okay, you ready for the next word?
Yep.
Nando spell. Shit.
Ooh. Shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm definitely calling the lifeline.
Shit.
Say it again, because pain sort of be coming out when he...
Shit.
I'm sure it's S-H-I-D or S-H-I-D-D. Y'all hearing the D, right?
It's got to be shit. That's, I don't know how many D's it is. But niggas extra.
S-H-I-D-D. Can you use it in a sentence?
S-H-I-D-D.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm about to head to the house.
It's either one D or two.
What, Nando, can I ask you a question?
It's not shit that did it.
What does
two D's sound like?
I just feel like who came up? It was two Z's.
But that was
but I want to make sure he isn't putting emphasis on I.
She. Just say it again, man. God,
say it again. It's not she. It's she. Can we get place of origin?
The hood.
Black people.
Damn.
But how many was in the shack mean? All right.
Go ahead.
She. S H I I D.
I don't like that.
You get the final answer. You don't have to accept. You don't have to accept.
You don't got to accept mine. I think it was too many eyes for that to be okay.
Anybody else on the comments?
Go ahead.
Two D's, one eye.
Yeah, one eye.
You got three eyes and one D. Yours is shy.
Huh?
Two eyes will make the eye long, though. That's shied. Shied.
What? Why would it be shied?
Because two eyes, what don't the long vowel?
I just want to remind you, it's the trap.
I said three eyes and a D. Again, you can lock
the
D.
Shit.
What else? Place, using this, nope. Lifeline. We didn't use everything.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. I'm going for it.
Shit.
I believe in it. S H I.
Shit.
Id. Did it. Shit.
Oh, man.
Don't touch that trash button.
Wait, what did you say? What did he say?
S H I didn't say that.
Wait, I'm like, what you
say? That nigga gonna put an A in that bitch and shot.
Shit. S-H-I-I-D.
What? You gotta say it again to make it.
Shit.
That was right.
Yeah. But listen.
That nigga got a goddamn period.
You almost fucked that up.
Two D's. What the
two D's? Shit it is.
It was two eyes.
Yeah. It was two eyes.
Correct spelling is S-H-I-I-D.
Wow.
Very nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Two D's was crazy.
But
the two D's was crazy.
Two D's was wild.
Yeah, at least you had the...
All right, so you got one out of two.
Okay.
You're getting better, so that's nice.
50%.
You
know?
All right, you ready for the next word?
Let's go.
Nando spell. That's it.
We can run them off. Place of origin.
Players Club.
Ooh. It gotta be D-A-Z-Z-I-T. Use it in a note. Don't use that in a sentence. That's it.
It's D-A-Z-Z-I-T, cuz. If goddamn me, if Bizak got two Z's, I know that's it. Got two motherfucking D's. Is the place of origin the hook?
I mean, just tell him to say it again.
D-A, that's it.
Do you want to
use it? That's it. That's it.
He said, do you want to use the lifeline?
That nigga said, fuck it. He going.
That's it. D-A-Z-Z-I-T.
Slamming on
that's
the table.
That's it.
You got to fucking have confidence in yourself.
You have to sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Overconfident. Crying out.
Overconfident. Too many Z's. Correct spelling is D-A-Z-I-T.
That's it.
But it's that's it. That's not what he said. That's why I said it. Say it again.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Damn. Damn.
All right.
Woo! I'll get you an easy one. How about that?
That's okay.
Oh, boy. Not looking good, man.
Don't give me no easy one, because then I'm going to look slow. Give me the hard one. So if I fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I can blame it on that.
We'll mix it up for you. How about that? Look at that. Okay. you ready for your next word?
Yeah, let's do
Nando
it.
Nando spell. Cuddy. Mm.
Ah, no.
Place of origin, ATL, ain't
it? It is Atlanta. Yeah.
You know his word too well.
Time period is last night, ain't it? All right, let me get a lifeline.
All right. Cuddy.
I'm thinking C-U-D-D-Y.
But that could be, the C could also be silent.
Here's the problem. This game is silent.
We do some funky shit.
So
Cuddy, K-U-D-D-Y.
I'm going to help you a little bit, because while it's transpelling me, this is giving more cauliflower colonizer creation.
Wow.
This is true.
I think it's a Y.
So C-U-D-D-Y, Cuddy.
If it's a I, you can leave me and I won't even hop on the plane.
Wowzers.
That's not going
to happen. Damn.
I mean, we already failing. We can just go home.
We not take you home that. Together.
Yeah. Let's do this. I trust you, though. Cuddy. C-U-D-D-Y. Cuddy. Don't touch that button.
Well, can you say he going home on the plane with him, though? Because he said... Well, I don't know.
It's a I.
What?
That didn't make sense, what you just said. That means
one of these things going to be right.
It's an I.
No, but
it's just... I just needed to work it out a little bit more. Oh, maybe ask me to say it again.
The I don't correct, know why they won't ask
they
you
never do that. They never do that. The correct spelling is C-U-T-T-Y.
T-T?
But the you Y gets you home on the plane.
Ask me to say
Cuddy.
It again.
Cuddy.
If you'd asked me enough times, Cuddy. I would have said it a couple different ways.
But at least it wasn't an I.
It wasn't an I. You almost had it.
Oh, we should have used it in a sentence.
You should have used it in a sentence.
It's a, me and him grew up together. That's my Cuddy.
Oh, right. Because I was thinking about Cuddy love. Like
I'm
cuddling.
Thinking like I got some Cuddy last
that's
night.
Right, thought. That's what I'm thinking. From the movie. That's what I was thinking,
I had
too.
That card in my hand and didn't
so
know.
So what's the Cuddy?
I thought it was.
I have no fucking idea.
I thought it was cuddling, Cuddy.
Oh, shit. What is the definition? I didn't even read it.
Me and him grew up together. That's my Cuddy.
Wait,
like my cousin?
Form of address for a friend. I don't know.
We need to ask about that guy. Put that card to the side. Hey,
remember I did the song Cuddy Buddy?
Yeah.
That means
and that's
that
how
means
you
sex.
Spelled it when you wrote it
down? You're fucking my boy.
My yeah, cuddling you. Buddy. I'm not gonna fuck my cousin.
I'm fucking your cousin.
Now all that right. Fucks up the okay. Song.
Right. God damn it, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Mike, call me, man. I don't know about that one.
I don't like it. We don't like that at okay. All.
Right. Oh, you ready for your last word?
Yeah, let's do it.
Nando spell. Spend the night.
With me tonight.
I feel like we should know this.
Turn you would think.
The lights.
Spend the night. I know it's an I and an E in that motherfucker. We calling the lifeline, though, for sure. But can I get place of origin?
Your cousin.
Oh man, this is cousin shit.
Spend the night. I low key feel like it's S P E N N A I
N. Spend the night.
Y'all niggas on one accord until that last little bit.
But you got to hear it. That's all right.
S P E N N I N.
Who wrote the song? Who wrote the song?
Oh no, that ain't it. It ain't gonna be GHC.
You're right. You're right.
Spend the night.
Go
it's gonna be an ITE. It's gonna be an ITE.
Uh-huh. Go ahead on that.
One more time. Spend the night.
Spend the night.
I didn't hear no GH in that motherfucker.
Do you hear the silent G?
Spend the night.
Spend the night.
He spend not, the night. He ain't even saying the T.
Spend the night.
He ain't even saying the T. He ain't even saying the T. Ain't no T in that
one.
Nah, he got it.
He
did. I mean, I don't know if he did, but He just did it on the door.
Word, man.
It.
If you fuck me up.
I ain't did. I'm just saying.
I didn't hear no T. Spend the night. Vanessa, help. You can see the car.
I can't help you. I'll be trying to look down.
Spend the night. Spend the night. Spend the night. S-P-E.
What? Ain't nobody.
Believe in yourself. Lena Morrison.
If you believe.
S-P-E-N-N-A-N-I-T-E. Now, you know I.
S-P-E-N-N-A-N-I-T-E. Spend the night.
That shit, I want to give it. Like,
yeah, you know,
we fucked up. That's all right. We
not,
got one.
Not a lot
ass.
Though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It
trash.
Was really good, and it was the first time he spoke up, and it was good too. It was good.
The team helped. Correct spelling. It's S-P-E-N-A-N-I-T-E.
Spend the night.
Too many N's.
Too many N's.
Damn.
Spend the night.
Ask me how my mental health is.
Oh, boy. Pimp, how does the mushroom treat you over there with his lights? Doing good. Everybody's
having
a good
time.
Though. You did good.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Stick
you
your chest out. That
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, good. You got one.
I'm
all
right.
You got one.
Fuck off.
You got one. Good job. Good job. You got one right. That was really bad.
It was tough.
Holy
and
shit.
And he did so good with DMX.
Yeah. This is my crowning moment right here. Every time somebody do good on the fucking song of the week. That fucking acid spelling. That's how it works at the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We will be.
Shut it down.
Right back.
Back.
Yeah.
I like the little tailgate.
Yeah. We moved to E. E's the good kid.
Next level T-Pain gamer shot. Wiener's juice. Maybe the best shot ever. I've never heard anyone can play it. Everyone says this is the best shot I've ever had in my life. I've had many shots. A lot of people have had many shots. I don't know, folks. You could ask them yourself. I'm telling you right now, people. Listen to what I'm saying. This is the best shot ever. Maybe even the best shot I've ever had in my life. Every time I have the shot, my energy goes through the roof. And you can ask people. People always come up to me and they say, your energy shot is so good. Energy through the roof. Tremendous energy. I'm telling you now, people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast.
Nando STL.
Racetrack, Isaiah. Racetrack, how you was run? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the intro.
What's that?
What?
What did you say?
What?
Okay. All right.
What?
You good? You need anything else, Nanda?
Oh, I'm chilling.
Sure you don't want another drink? You massacred that motherfucker.
With the water. For the
okay.
Rest of the
nice. Okay. All right. We're going to figure it out. Yeah. I got to take a fucking nap. another one. That wasn't enough. Another one. Okay. Nanda!
Individual is invited into your home. They sit down and produce a button inside of a box. They say, if you hit this button, you can have any tangible thing your heart desires. This is not a magical button. It can't bring anybody back to life, and it can't make anyone fall in love with you. Your choice has to be realistic. All you have to do to get it is to hit this button. But when you hit it, a random person in this world dies. However, if you don't hit the button, the person you love most dies. Player, what do you desire enough to hit this button? Save your loved one and kill a random person. You have 5 minutes. Begin.
I want to do a song with DMX in his prime.
Wait a fucking minute.
Damn. I'm not killing nobody I love. I did that shit for a stick of corn. We not killing nobody.
You don't even breathe.
Yeah,
shit.
Nah. Random person?
A stick of corn.
Niggas die every day, B.
Oh my God. So I'm gonna get some for it though.
Yeah. It's pretty we fast. Not killing nobody I love.
Damn.
Not
man.
On my dime.
Not on my dime.
Everybody's life is safe.
What you got? What you got?
Oh, I said I want to do a record with DMX in his prime.
You gonna say it?
It's solid.
No, you can't bring anybody
he
back.
He ain't bring
to
him.
Life.
He didn't. He didn't.
I didn't bring him back to life. I thought this was a wish. So he.
Oh, wait.
This is not a magical wish. It's got to be something that can come true.
Something that can come true.
Right now.
He could have did the song with him, and then he still passed away and still had the song.
Okay, no. We can fix this.
The past.
You can't
turn the question for somebody like me. Like I said, it's not even about the wish. I'm not killing nobody I love. Like, I want a basket of Red Lobster biscuits. Like, it doesn't matter.
Shit.
We not killing nobody I love.
Without the skin. Without the skin.
Jim and Nick's honey butter?
No skin.
No we're not
skin.
Killing nobody I love.
Skinless.
Skinless.
Right.
Hey, let's just take all the skin off all the bread.
Nice.
Red lobster skin.
Nice.
Red lobster bread skin.
Get rid of all the
bread skin.
Yeah. Let's just get rid of all the bread skin all over there. Yeah, that shit
no
out.
More soft no bread. More. No more.
He wants the bread. Wait, you don't want the bread skin. That's
what I like. The hard part.
The skin.
I mean,
you
okay,
like
my bad.
Yeah,
let's not get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Get rid of all bread skin.
Hollow bread.
Hollow bread.
Yeah. Just like want muffin tops.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
That is the best part.
The best part.
Squeeze on them things.
Yeah.
A basket of Red Lobster biscuits.
I'm going to get you that right now. You can just save that.
See, it's genie rules, though.
Genie rules. I get one wish in the world.
Yes, genie rules, but we can always flip it on you. If you do get the basket of biscuits, this is going to be a year old. Biscuits.
Ew.
Dry.
All right, I got a good one.
Okay.
I wish that my children don't have to have any of the issues that I had to have. Any of their problems are brand new fucking problems.
That sounds disastrous.
Nah.
It does, because there's so many places you can go, but I do understand what you're saying,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
I feel like I done probably been through so much shit, they safe. if it can't be anything related.
But what you went through, right.
Yeah.
But it has to be a tangible thing.
So they couldn't go through poverty.
Nope.
They couldn't go through a bad education. I'm just naming stuff because
yeah.
I don't know if you
no,
had this.
True.
I'm so
go
sorry,
ahead.
Baby.
Run it down.
I'm so sorry.
Run it down. This is good.
They got to be in a solid household.
Facts.
You know what I'm talking about? Or whatever.
Yeah.
They got to have.
No,
you know what I mean?
Tangible, though.
Name
no,
one
he
bad thing.
Tangible.
They can't have health issues.
No, can't have health issues because he had them already.
This is more than one thing.
They can't.
No,
be,
this is a
this
thing.
This is one wish.
This is one wish.
The
one
thing.
Thing
is, they can't go through
his
anything
children.
That I went through.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. I'm one person.
It's real vague.
I like
but
it.
But then they tried to explain
genius.
It, man.
I like it.
They did try to explain it now, and you ain't. You still
I like
ain't.
The explanation.
Because
Bum B wanted a new earth. There's people. Bum B wanted a new earth. I like this one. This.
You can't name one thing that can happen that's disastrous.
No, there's things that can happen that are disastrous.
Name one thing.
Oh, I don't want to because then that'll wish madness on your kids.
Every disease you haven't had yet.
Yeah. You're going to give your kids gonorrhea. They're going to have gonorrhea, child.
Let's just play this safe. Bring me the Red Lobster bread skin.
Go back to the bread skin.
And let's call this shit even. Let this shit play out.
I understand what he was saying, though.
2 year old Red Lobster bread skin.
It's hard. We let him quit.
Damn.
That's just look. It's genie rules. If you say you want the biggest dick in the world, we make sure everybody else's dick is just smaller than your regular dick.
I don't need a bigger dick.
Okay.
Well, they all say that.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying that's not even for me.
I got you.
Okay. 2 more inches ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Shit ain't gonna help me nothing. It's the same dick. Don't help me none.
It's attached to the same person. Listen.
2 year old.
You got 14 seconds. Make this right.
2 year old.
Shit. Let me get a bucket of.
Shit!
Big ass, a big ass bucket of crab, fried crab. Big ass bucket of fried what? Crab. A big ass bucket of fried damn. Crab.
Oh shit.
How you gonna flip that? Flip that, motherfucker. Okay. Flip that crap bucket.
It's too overdone, man.
They gonna slaughter me for that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. Did you actually pick anything? What did he pick? What'd you pick?
I think
a bucket of fried crab.
I'm taking the tasty crab.
Bucket of fried crab. Juicy crab. Two-year-old. Crab. It's gonna be fucked up in some kind of way, but
you mean fried the shell.
You slid into the base on that one, so we'll let you have it. All right, big ass bucket of fried crab. That's what it is.
Sucks.
Jesus Christ! Somebody gotta fucking die.
Niggas die every day.
Ain't none of your people dead, so that's pretty good. Well, hey. A bucket of fried crab, chill. There it is, guys.
Something tangible. What was the best answer y'all had on here? I need a good example.
There's a lot of good answers.
I think Bun B probably had the best one.
A new earth. What do you do
he
with that?
He described it, though.
Just take care of this.
I like the cure all.
Yeah, the cure all.
I like that. Who wanted the cure all? Chance? Or who wanted the cure all? No, who wanted the cure all?
I can't remember. But yeah, they said it was one thing that can.
Bangladesh wanted the cure all.
Cure everybody.
Wait a minute. So he can cure everybody, but I can't save my children
because it's a juice. It's like a juice.
It was
like,
one cure all
juice.
Oh, that's
fucked up. So the way I said it is the reason you couldn't wish it.
Absolutely.
So if I would have said a pill that protects my kids.
Yep.
Maybe
you only can get one.
Maybe so, yeah. Cause
wow.
But he would have said, you only get one.
You had kind of a blanket thing.
And we supposed to be boys.
All you had to do.
Nappy boys.
Was watch the show.
Nappy boys. That's crazy.
That's all you had to do.
Was watch the show.
Now I got a bucket of fried crab.
You could have had a
bucket. You didn't tell me about the pee.
Nah, I think you got a bucket of fried crap, because that's what I heard. With a P. C-R-A-P. I ain't no crap.
I didn't ask for that.
You got a bucket of fried crab shells, and that is what Nando picked. It's the Nothing But Radio Podcast. We will be
shut it down.
Right back. That's cold.
Yeah,
that's terrible. I'm
fucked up.
Sorry.
Don't know if I made it back home.
So if you guys are just finding out, the Pizzle Pack is a bunch of beats and songs that you can use in the background of your streams. You know, it's always good to use these as beds. They're not for recording on top of. They're not for permanent anything. They're not for your mixtape. It's for using as beds in the background of your stream. If you're awkward as fuck like me and you don't like silence to be in the background of your shit, this is the perfect thing for you. It literally is a bunch of beats and songs that won't get you DMCA'd, and it's actually good beats and songs and not that royalty free bullshit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, aka your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, aka Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
And I am Pip, aka Mr. Fresh Prince, aka Mr. God Damn.
Nando, you got some of those?
Yeah, I guess I'm Nando STL, the happiest nappy alive. In my crab.
With
your crab shells.
Happiest nappy alive.
Facts.
That's pretty cool. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it has to rhyme or something. But
that
you know,
one.
Happy nappy don't rhyme?
I mean,
the happiest, happiest nappy alive.
Happiest nappiest.
That's one of them, like when you be in the middle of the rap and you like, it don't rhyme, but it go.
It go. It go. You can cut that bar
happiest
off.
Nappy alive. The happiest nappy alive.
Yeah. Petey Pablo. So, Nando! This is the one you were thinking about.
Let's do it.
This is the game that's involving some Kohar cash.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's a trivia game. I don't know how dope you are at trivia, but it's just what it is. You just got to deal with it because you're in the hot seat now. We asked you for a charity. What'd you say?
I believe we did the 100 Black Men.
100 Black Men.
Yes, sir.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
It's a charity in St. Louis. It's based out of St. Louis. It's dope as fuck. They put on a lot of programs for the inner city youth.
Nice.
I love that shit.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Bless me as a child.
All right. You think you're going to make them some money today?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. You ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
Well, let's make you some dumb money. All right. Here it comes. Here it comes. Boom. There we go. Always on time.
Hey, but this
it might be late.
It ain't green.
We got partial greenness. Good. Anyways, good. Nando.
Good. Oh, there you go, honey. Yeah.
Nando, this is Dumb Money. Trivia game where we test your motherfucking smarts because we don't have any. We don't know enough to call you on any of these questions, so we're just going to give them to you. These are picked at random. We don't get to pick them. It's all software.
Yeah.
You picked 100 Black Men for your charity.
Yep.
This goes up to $1,000. You can win them some pretty dope money.
Yeah.
Questions are 5 questions. 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000. I don't think you're going to get that far.
Let's just do 100. Let's do it.
All right. So hey, look.
It's like Jeopardy, or you got to go levels?
No. You go up.
Let's do it.
You go up, but if you answer a question wrong, that's where the money stops at.
So if you
answer the $100 question right and the $200 question wrong, you get $100.
Got you.
All right. You ready to win some dumb money?
Let's do it.
Nando for $100. A person who acts in a reckless manner is said to throw caution to the what? Is it A, sun? Is it B, wind? Is it C, snow? Is it D, rain?
It's B, wind.
Okay, you got to.
See, he ain't even just
going.
Yeah. I just look at it.
Just going, huh?
Yep.
You going with B, wind? That's what.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Didn't even think about it.
Then process of elimination, nothing. You just know the phrase already? Is that what we done? Sure. All right. final answer. Let's see what you got.
What if he was wrong?
Great job. Great job. Funny. It didn't take 100 men. It took how many? One.
Sure.
Fact. One good man.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Oh, man.
The lights ain't fucking with y'all?
Crazy.
You gonna be all right over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm just gonna
look at the wall because I can't look nowhere else. That's crazy.
You gotta stop doing drugs before the show, man. You gotta wait till after, or do it during, and then it'll kick in by the time we finish.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least halfway through. You look great, Pip. All right, Nando, you want to play next question?
Yeah, let's do it.
For $200! Which candy slogan was melt in your mouth, not in your hand? Why are you getting the easy one, though? Mm-hmm. Is it A, M&M's? Is it B, Skittles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it B, Skittles?
No.
Is it C, Three Musketeers?
No.
Is it D, Twix?
No, it's M&M's A.
Oh, boy. I feel like we might need to start picking these questions.
Shuffle these motherfuckers.
That's right, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
I know some of these words.
You know some of these words.
Let's do it.
You going for A, M&M's?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. All right, let's see what
no
you got.
No water in there. What was it?
Oh, God damn it.
It took one man to make $200 for 100 men.
For 100 men.
Yeah, you see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I don't know why you're getting these questions. I really wanted this to be
hard. The next one's probably going to be hard.
Next one's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
Here we go. We was fooling you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You ready for your next question?
Let's do it.
Man, over $300. Oh, shit.
They say, yeah, y'all. Yep.
The U.S. Department of Defense is located in which building? Mm-hmm. Is it A, the Pentagon?
Yes.
Is it... Fuck, really? Is it?
Yes.
Shit.
Is it B, House of Representatives?
No.
Could be.
No.
Is it C, the White House?
No.
Or is it D, Camp David? Where's that?
I don't know.
Camp David?
Nobody knows.
A.
It's A?
Yeah.
100% on this?
He feels good about it.
What's Camp David though?
You know that's where the president. Oh, don't say it too loud.
Oh, you can use. I guess.
Oh. Yeah, no. Oh, okay. I just.
That's where the president go when he go have his secret meetings.
Let's do it.
Hey, it's doing a good job of being secret. Let's see what you got.
Wow,
I didn't know that. Not gonna lie to you.
Camp David is where you go for a vacation.
I mean, whatever. Secret meetings and vacations. I don't fucking know.
Take them hoes at.
Yo.
I don't like how easy these are.
It's supposed to be the family spot, but I'm sure hoes are there too.
Oh, yeah. Hoes gotta be there.
Gotta have that. It's for every president?
Yep. That's what they say. They maybe got a cottage for the hoes, though.
Okay. They don't get the.
A cottage in the town.
Right. That makes sense. $300, man.
Do it.
You're doing really good.
Well, you're doing great.
You definitely need this $500 one because you need a dollar for each man.
Go ahead, Pip. Tell me about it.
Get it together. All right.
We're taking it up a notch.
We're going to take it up a notch. Are you ready for your next question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Motherfucker, for 500 ducks.
Yeah.
500 what?
Ducks.
Shit.
Woo! In speech. Which of these is the transposition of the initial consonants of two words with a funny result?
Mm-hmm. If you get that wrong, just because you got it wrong, it's because he said that word wrong. But we're going to let him
know. Did I say that wrong?
You did.
Which this one?
Consonants.
What'd I say?
Wasn't that. We had to rewind it.
Could have sworn I said consonants. Consultant. Is it A, boulderism? Is it B, spoonerism? Is it C, planarism? Is it D, coverism?
Can we get rid of two of them?
I mean, in your head, I guess.
You said we could do process of elimination?
Yeah, in your head. I didn't say how. You can just do it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or why?
It's all related, too. Cup, plate, spoon, bowl.
It's a lot going on up there.
Oh, damn. I didn't even notice that.
But plagiarism is a thing.
Is that what that say? Plagiarism?
I'm saying plagiarism is a thing.
That's a thing. Okay.
So I feel like plagiarism could also be a thing.
Hey, man.
And I think that's probably why they fucked around with the bowl, spoon, cup.
Because
spoonerism just sounds dumb.
That sounds...
Bowlerism.
Damn, you knew I was trying to go right there.
Bowlerism. Cupperism. That ain't a thing. I'm going plagiarism, dog.
Plagiarism, locking it in?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Final is here.
Let's see what you got.
Trash.
Oh, my.
Trash.
Spoon is a thing?
I love it. God.
What's an example of spoonerism?
I don't know. You was doing too good, and I wanted you to fail. I was so glad you picked that.
But what was I trying to say? You know what I was trying to say.
I wasn't sure.
There you go. You was doing the spoon thing with the...
You were spooning.
Spooning. Yeah.
Spooning. I thought it was kind of gifts, a couple thing. Yeah,
don't eat or drink all that shit at one time. Well, Nando, you got fucking $300 for 100 men.
Good job.
Nando, did you have a good time?
I had an amazing time.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time. What else you got going on in ATL?
Strip club.
Yeah. Whatever y'all saw on that schedule. I know we're doing a few other podcasts.
We got some stuff to do.
Hell yeah.
We got some stuff to do. We're going to make sure you're taken care of. But all in all, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Netboy Radio Podcast. Thank y'all for coming through. Podcast One, thank you for keep giving us money. And we will be back next week. Pimp, you okay?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm
good.
Y'all make sure y'all check in on Pimp. And that's you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm fantastic.
Nando, we getting out of here?
Yes, sir.
All right. High five to the guys. Peace the fuck out, you bitches.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows, available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Look out!
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast.
The Michael Irvin Podcast, the MIP.
Now the MIP exists. The MIP.
Okay, I gotta make sure you got something to show.
What? Where's Michael? He's holding out. What do you mean he's holding out?
Fine. Hey, it's the playmaker. I ain't available right now. I said the playmaker's not available for you.
I will give you my playmaker of the week. Take the spotlight sometimes off of all these quarterbacks and put the spotlight on some of those guys that make the quarterbacks.
T-I-R-E-D, put it together. T-I-R-E-D. I get tired.
That's love.
That's the Michael Irvin I love right there. What's that? Yeah, yeah.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
That's the Michael Irvin Podcast. I am the playmaker, Michael Irvin.